And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mittful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat, and no tofu. With me and Chop, it never gets dull. A grill's so big, it's like a ship's hull. Grillin' Guys, I tell no lies. Do some great.
Welcome back. It's the Grillin' Guys. Hey, thanks for tuning in this week. We're almost in the middle of September already. Holy cow, this month is going fast, but... You know what? There's a little snap in the air, and we're waking up to some high 40s mornings, and that just means fall's right around the corner if it's not already here. And we've been doing a lot of stuff about fall outdoor cooking.
Yeah, and you know, I brought up the 22nd anniversary of 9/11. Well, a couple of weeks ago, something very similar happened in a little island that I love called Maui, and there's something weird going on there. There's thousands of people reported missing, but the government came in, the state or some, I don't know what agency, they've walled it all up. They won't let anybody in. The press is getting no information, and they're sticking with the number of 150 dead. It's not right. It's not right, because when I used to fly over there, I lived on Oahu, and I'd rent a plane and fly around with my buddies, because that's what Air Force guys do. I used to fly to Maui and go up to Haleakala and places like that. And you'd fly over Lanai. Lanai was nothing but really pineapple
Lahaina,
fields.
You mean?
No, Lanai.
Lanai.
It's the island. Okay. There's Lanai and Molokai between Maui and
okay,
Oahu.
Okay, so an island, yeah.
They reported like 150 to 180 bodies washing up on Lanai. It's not in the news. And the people are so mad over there because there's nobody reporting on it, and they're not getting answers. So do not let this thing off the hook. If you have any friends over there, if you have ways to support those people, there's a lot of human suffering. We're talking at least 200 kids did not show up for school, and there's no official word as to where they are. So there's something very nefarious in this thing, very nefarious. Anyway, I don't want to forget the people of Hawaii.
Okay. So back to Michigan. Back to out gear, in your backyard.
Gear to hike with.
Right. So, okay. I'm not a hiker, right? I found a sign this summer when I was up in the tourist area in northern Michigan a few weeks ago that, you know how you get the number, like the 26.2, they'll
yeah.
stick on the back? I found 0.0, and it says, I don't run underneath it. And I'm like, okay, that's me. I'm not a runner. So that one's on my beer fridge now. But
well,
I know there's a lot of people that are due.
Hiking it can be really fun, and if you have somebody with you that wants to do it.
Right.
It's a 2 to 4 to 8 person thing, and you have to enjoy walking out in the wilderness.
Right.
We're talking about Hawaii. When I lived there, we used to fly over to Kauai, which is the furthest west in the chain, a gorgeous island. And there's a place called the Napali Coast there. It's where they film King Kong. When you
okay.
see those sheer cliffs,
yeah,
that's Napali. And I took lots of people over there and hiked that trail. If you go the full trail, it's 11 miles. And it's up and down mountains. It's rigorous. If you go to the first spot in, it's 2 miles. And the first time in, that's all you need to do. But when you get back on that last 9 miles, just be prepared, because you don't know. At the time I was there, there were people that had gone there after the Vietnam War and did not come back. They just walk around out there. They're living off the fruits, and they're skinny, and they're clothingless.
Yeah.
So you're walking up, and you'll see some bearded guy walk. I used to take my girlfriend over there. And it's like, okay, don't look below his eyes. Don't look below his eyes.
Yeah.
Because they're literally naked on the trail. Anyway, I digress.
You did.
Gear for hiking. I don't know. There's all sorts of really cool stuff. If you look on these marketplaces, I know social media platforms have, for some reason right now, all sorts of these different little, and maybe it's just my profile, they're hitting me because they know I like that stuff, but there's lots of cool little fire pits you can break down. There's these camp cook kits that fold up like the old Boy Scout rigs used to do, you know, where you had everything collapsing into one piece. And if you're going to hike, you know, there's some neat products like that are not terribly expensive that you can throw in your backpack.
Little propane heaters that can heat up your dehydrated food with a little, if you're carrying, you know, a little bit of water, you mix it in and then cook it up in a little cup, a pot, or whatever you got carrying with you.
Yeah.
That those make great little.
I just found another one last night that was like that. It's a brand new one, and it looks like a giant, like a Yeti cup. but it's got this little burner on the bottom.
Yep.
And it boils your water in like 30, 60 seconds.
Yeah.
You got it. And then you just take the burner off and you got your cup.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah, don't set it on your leg though. Probably pretty hot.
Thank you. How about gear for a backyard pit?
You know, there's a lot
of in town, so you don't really use a backyard pit.
Yeah, well, what do you mean by a backyard pit?
I mean where you burn wood.
Oh.
You know, a fire pit.
Yeah.
Because that is a huge, huge product these days. If you go to any of the big box stores, they sell kits where you buy the metal ring and all the right number of landscape blocks, and you can even get the pavers under it or whatever. But people want a fire pit in their backyard.
Yeah.
And it's kind of nice to be able to cook over them. And there's some cool accessories that they make. And you can actually get the liner for your pit and the brick and all that stuff from one place. But they also have those liners that have a slot in the side or a sleeve. And then these various apparatuses slide down in it. So if you want a grate.
You swing over the fire.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. And there's this one I see that it's just a big rod. And it's got several different things that you swing over, and you only swing the one over the fire that you're using.
Right. They're like stacked on that rod, and they pivot around
over
the fire.
One's just a hook that'll hold your Dutch oven.
Yep.
Had to say it.
Yeah. And the thing is with those is that you don't generally cook over the fire. You cook over the coals.
Yeah. Or
on most of those.
Or it depends on the age of your fire. If you're just getting going, you might be hungry and in a hurry, and you might have to deal with some flames.
Right.
There's where your height adjustment comes in handy.
Yeah. Yep.
But bring mitts. I'm telling you, that metal gets hot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it gets really hot. And it's just one more thing to carry. But if you're in your backyard, then you just have them there.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. And welding gloves if you don't have, because sometimes the mitts are a little bit chintzy if you don't buy good ones. And
right.
Then they burn through. And the last thing you want to do is find out in 10 seconds when you got a 15-second carry that this is too hot for my hand.
And all these big box stores have these. You notice now there's a huge assortment of rubber bins, these big tubs, plastic tubs, every different size you could ever want. And those, like the 23-gallon, I think sells for about $13. That's a heck of a deal, the black with the yellow lid. Heck of a deal, American-made product. Get a few of those because when you're not using them, you can stack them up. But when you are using them, like if you have a fire pit area, it's nice just to keep one out there with all your stuff in it so that the rain stays off it, the leaves, the dirt, the bugs, all that stuff. It's kind of nice to have. You could do something fancier if you wanted, but those are very handy. I have a gray one next to my hot tub for all my chemicals. It matches the tub. It's the only time I give a crap.
That's important that your tub matches your tub. Yeah. Wow.
You call me Tubby.
All right.
Tripods are really nice too.
Yeah.
Tripod's a great thing to have. Because like,
so what is that? That's just
Dutch
three sticks that come together and you hang something down onto the fire or above it.
My Dutch oven came with one. If you get the big lodge, it comes with a tripod. It's pricey. But then there are also just tripods with a grate on them, like that fellow from, Muskegon made and gave us.
Yeah. So that just hangs down off three chains or one chain and then it goes three ways and it kind of like swings over the fire if you could, but with something on it, it just sits there.
Right.
But it's, and you can raise and lower it to get it closer to the fire or not. Yeah.
Yeah. Very handy.
Yeah.
And I'll use one now at deer camp. Ted's dad made us these. It's basically sucker rod. They're metal rods that go in the ground. And then he bent a tubular, like a 1-inch square tubular frame, so that it's got like a leg and then a 90-degree bend it goes over and then a 90-degree bend down. And so you've got this long bar and you put the pin down in spot for each one and then you do another one across from it. And then we have this stainless steel grate that goes over the top. So when it's time to cook, you just throw the grate on.
Okay,
you
I see what you're saying.
Your fire dwindle down.
The
you got all
for the grate.
Yeah. And that works really nice. Really nice. That's very handy just to have a rack like that. There's a million ways you can
cook on a fire. A lot of times you cook next to the fire too. You'll pull some coals away.
Yep.
And that's a great Dutch oven technique.
And you need a shovel when you're doing that.
Right. Yep. And dig a little hole and throw some coals in there and then set your Dutch oven on it. And then maybe put a few more on top of it. But it's not in the fire. It's beside the fire sitting on some coals and maybe some coals on the top of the Dutch oven.
Well, last weekend, you know, I went up to Torch Lake. Our friends have a cabin, cottage with acreage between Torch and Elk, and used the that method with the Dutch oven.
Yeah, turned out good.
Wonderful.
What'd you make in it?
Goodness.
You've been listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We appreciate you tuning in each and every week. Get out in your backyard, fire up a grill, create some grill envy in your neighborhood. We'll talk with you next week.
See ya.